Be
Hey man, this is Tommy Chung, and you're listening and watching Harris is Drinking Again. Sounds like a kettle movie.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Lil Kelpie from the 1503, aka Kelpie the P, aka call me whatever you want, just don't call me broke. And I'm fucking with the Harris is Drinking Again podcast, one of the first podcasts or platforms to put me on. Y'all better stay following them, watching them. Stay tuned for more shit. Big things happening in the future.
Harry's drinking again.
Yo, 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 yo. Back up in the building, episode 30 of the
Harry's Drinking Again
podcast. I am your host, Harry Too Scary, aka Mr. Harris, and we're back in full effect. Tonight's show going to be litty like a titty, or so some say.
Hey, I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm puffing on that pony.
Now back to me, the host, Mr. Harris, aka Harry Too Scary. Lonnie Danger up in the building early. If I'm not mistaken, you're one of the first subs from Ohio or something like that, right? Shout out to you, sir. How was yo pizza punani last week? Thanks for tapping in this week. You know, click the link below and check out the new merch in the store. We got new t-shirts in this week. We got the black, white, and royal blue up on the website, harrisdrinkitagain.com. We got the Modizis tonight. You can't get away from the New Amsterdams, the best mid-level vodka you can buy. We got the big baby tonight, man. A little, what is this, half gallon or some shit? On sale for $19.99. You ain't gonna find no better tasting vodka for this size at $19.99. That's why I fuck with New Amsterdam Vodka, a premium vodka with unparalleled smoothness, five times distilled to deliver a clean, crisp taste. It's smooth enough to drink straight, distinctive enough to enhance any cocktail. Small cap. It ain't that smooth. It's pretty good. That's smooth enough to drink straight. So give them motherfuckers a round of applause. Working towards that liquor sponsor. But it ain't nothing like a slow, steady grind, you know? Oh, in the building. Let's get the air horn. Let's get the air horn. Good morning from Sweden. Good morning from Sweden, sir. The man with the master plan, Source Jedi on the check-in.
Harry's drinking again.
Shout out Pod B, man. We over here doing our thing. Also up on Twitch and Facebook tonight.
I'm just kidding. Are you live? Am I yet?
Yeah, we live. We live as a motherfucker.
All the way from the jungle.
All the way from jungle. Do you care to shout out your what part of the jungle do you represent?
South Sudan, somewhere in Africa.
South Sudan on the check-in. That was beautiful. As you just heard, South Sudan on the check-in. Oh, we got South Sudan on the check-in. We got Sweden on the check-in. Without further ado, man, step into the stage on the
Harry's drinking again.
Now, for those of you local, you may or may not have seen this man riding around town, showing his teeth, riding a jag, stunting on motherfuckers from here to there to everywhere. He's known as a tall glass of water, the king of glow. He's known as the stylist of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping to the stage, looking like one of the 101 Dalmatians up in this motherfucker, KOG. Thank you, man. I'm working on my intros over here, bro.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
KOG up in the building, man. You're going to get PETA on my ass. I love it, brother.
Yeah, shout out to the herbal essence of the world. Shout out for all the Lord has given us.
The hip-hop Dalmatian. But anyway, brother, thank you for tapping in the show. This man right here, Andre Dubois, a.k.a. Mr. KOG. You can catch him on Instagram at Rather Unique Style. And like I said, you can catch him riding around town, stunting and doing his thing. Everybody needs to calm down around this motherfucker. Now you want to call into the show. I got a real one on the show. God damn it. But hey, you cocksucker! Shoot me your email, cocksucker! Fuck. Sorry, brother. You know?
Don't that's worry. Take care of your business, brother. I'm sitting here making tea.
You're my goddamn business, bro. All right? I'm gonna spaz out like Star. Don't be calling my fucking show! This is work! This is work, goddammit! This ain't play time! You got time to fuck around with y'all, man? Wanna call and text? I had all day to call and text me.
Alright.
Fucking doing the show, goddammit. Anyway, if you just want to give a breakdown also, I mean, because you're a man of many talents, dude. You do a little music. I met you before the music, though. Particularly right. As a fashion stylist or a fashion right. Fashion guru.
Indeed. Yeah, my first pursuit was, definitely in the fashion world. Make others feel good about themselves, styling them just as much as myself, just a beautiful thing, man. And the music, always loved as well, but never thought about bringing that out. You know what I mean? I always wanted to be behind the stage anyway. I already got so much attention from the way I carried myself and how I dressed. So I just thought I'd like to be behind the scenes, but the Lord thought otherwise.
Was that because you was just, you were tired of just almost like the clothes was getting too easy? Was the music in some deeper way, almost like a challenge to yourself, or did that just was just a natural, it just fell naturally?
Definitely a challenge, and also it's like you have your favorite that you grew up with, who you idolize to a certain extent, and then you hear the music that's out today. So it's like why not bring out something that's dear to you, or the things that you want to hear. Why don't you make it yourself?
Hey, shout out to you, Drunk. You said, I could tell this dude closet is lit.
It's a good time. It's a good time, brother. Hey, anytime you need something, let me know, brother. I'm here for everybody, man. I ain't keeping it all to myself.
He's a low key hard. Nah, man. Andre got some pieces, man. He's a legit fashion stylist.
I prefer Instagram. That's mostly where I display some of my art. You know what I mean? Got a little music on there. Got my fashion stuff. Facebook's more personal, but you can meet me there as well under Andre Dubois. So, but Instagram's cool. Okay. And if they need anything, they can just personally DM me, then I can make it happen.
Drunk in the live chat would like to know what kind of shoes you wear, and what's your go to type of shoe? That goddamn bedazzled jewel in the motherfucking red carpet ass, red bottoms and shit. Yeah. Give us a little rundown. Throw some stuff together on live there. Probably wear those to go check the mail and shit.
Yo, tell the audience how I put up on you with the we went over and meet our brother Joseph crib to play the game when in the winter when I had the orange joint on.
I'm chilling everything about out my peripheral, like orange, kind of like a bright orange. I'm thinking like it's a construction worker or something. I look over and homeboy got a full on Almer Fudd orange camouflage. Like, I'm talking going hunting. He got the whole hunting outfit without the gun. He got the boots and everything. He got a gold chain. Yeah, but goddamn, it looked like he killed Bugs Bunny on the top of his head and shit. I'm like, he was hunting overalls. Like, crazy. Like, it looked good. And it was the funniest shit was we pulled into that gas station and literally seen an old white man Farmer John looking dude in overalls, and it was like night and day. It was
it's not just like another day. Like, and when I see people's their reaction, I'm like, yo, it's really nothing. Like, we all can do this. It's just like I choose to be first day of school fresh for the rest of my life, and it's very affordable. I'm not going broke from dressing. Like, and you got to swallow your pride and ask for help if you need help. That's
so for
it.
All you squares and lames with no game. Can't put nothing together.
It ain't gotta be square or lame. You just might not have the time, or you don't know how to. Your fly is different than my fly. My fly is different than yours. I never thought about doing it like that. I never see myself in that color.
Even for the busy man. Even busy man. You're too busy. You got some. Okay, you got some game. You got some game, and hit up Andre here.
Whoa! What's up, fellas? What's up, Andre? I'm just gonna be a mini me, man. We're going to be in the mall, and they'll be like, who's that small motherfucker over there with you that dressed just like you?
Yeah, that's my partner right there. Brother AG.
Wear your shoes. Everything you wear, I'm half.
Harry's drinking again. See, we don't just promote drinking over here, guys. Harris is drinking his, It's everything. We drink.
Hey, hey, hey.
Another high yellow mixed mulatto baby.
Damn, man. If all y'all have kids, I'm the result. I guess I'm the child right here, man.
We're going
to all the
mixed
breeds
out there.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
KLG. Look at, wait. Hold on. Hold up. Just because she saw Andre. She's like, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
And everything. You know, Andre, I hate your ass, okay? Alaskan, whatever shit you're wearing.
Alaskan, Malamute.
You know, you got all the perfect, man. Tall, dark, and you're the epitome of tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, he's tall, too? Cut it out. Quit playing with me.
Shit. Don't even.
I've been single for the last 6 months.
Wow. Look at, this is my application.
Andre is, Andre, you are too. Put together for, you know, it's based on her track record for men. you're too up there, man. You're too.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna need a scoop down. No. Pow pow, James, for real. Pow pow, Dakota. Yeah,
come Garrett, on, man. What are you gonna just throw her under the bus like that?
I just said track record. I didn't say, you know, going forward.
I'm gonna have to send you a noose and let you hang yourself on that one.
Oh. Moving on to parenting, which we all are parents. Yeah, let's move on over there, because I'm not going to have this Kevin Samuels whatever. I'm not going to have that. No Kevin Samuels conversation here today.
Harry's drinking again!
The noon, yeah, that you know, Harris is drinking, and yes, I'm